chat, and you've heard the radio advert telling you about the wonders of Cutie Patootie, this fantastic role-play village based in Umhlali, that if you are the parent of a very young child, you probably already have been told about how awesome Cutie Patootie is, if you haven't already experienced it. And if you haven't, and you're still kind of wondering what it's all about, well, we're going to tell you right now, because in the house with me this morning, I have the Patooties themselves. I've got it's a mother and daughter team, a 2-for-1 special here, and we've got Shameen and Terry joining us from the Cutie Patootie team. Shameen, how are you today?
I'm very well, yourself, Mac. Thank you so much for having us.
I'm really excited. I love meeting new people. I love hearing about cool new things on the Dolphin Coast. Mm-hmm. Terry, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Really rocking,
yes.
And Wednesdays at Cutie Patootie, I believe, extra special, because I believe as we speak there is a mom and babies morning happening, and it's like a regular Wednesday thing,
hey? Yes, that's correct. Every Wednesday morning thing.
That's so rad. And look, as a venue, as a space, Cutie Patootie has been gaining a reputation as this place that mom can bring the tykes to if she's feeling like she just needs a moment, and it's a wonderful, safe, stimulating space. Kids can run wild and explore this incredible role play village while mom sits back with a cappuccino, takes it easy, and knows that for the next however long the little one is going to be more than occupied. This idea of a role play village, where did this idea come from, Shameen?
Okay, so basically we have had a lot to do with kids throughout my life, basically. And
you once were a kid.
Yes. But I also do own a school, so I own a little school, and I know the value of finding somewhere good for your kids to go and play and enjoy. And the idea of a role play village has been something that I've been interested in looking at for some time, probably about 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
And I've been hearing a lot of moms chatting about needing somewhere indoor, somewhere, a space for kids to go and enjoy, a space for parties to happen. And so the concept came from doing research overseas and obviously owning my own school, seeing the value of role play. And yeah, basically the concept came from that. And
it is trending internationally, as you say. I mean, and there seems to be this appreciation now for the power of play and the space it has in early learning and in development. It's more than just, you know, keep yourself busy with a box of toys. There are skills that are being developed. There are connections that are being made. There's a whole socializing element to it as well. And, you know, it's being incorporated in a big way into occupational therapy. Play therapy is a buzzword at the moment. So creating a stimulating, safe play space, a role play space, what a cool idea. And not just for if you're looking for something to do with your little one or little ones during the holidays, but I mean, even for, I can imagine, for a birthday party, what a cool space. And you do incredible parties, am I right?
Yes, we've had so many parties already to date, so it's definitely becoming quite a good space for parties.
Sure. And Terry, from your perspective, I mean, this is obviously a family affair in more ways than one. How cool has it been to launch this new baby of yours on the Dolphin Coast and to see the reception from local parents?
Well, we've had an amazing response to it, and my daughter and I have been in businesses before together, and I've worked for her at her school. The parents are just overwhelmed with this concept. The mothers come in and they just absolutely relax. They don't have to look where their kids are. They enjoy coffee. You just see mothers engaging in mothers' conversation, and it just stimulates the kids while the mom is relaxing. The moms are extremely stressed today. They've got so much to do socially, school, etc. So this is a place where they can actually interact on their own level, and the kids are there, but they're not constantly nagging the mom for different things and come and play. So we have magic players there, and they actually interact with the children.
Awesome.
So being a family affair, it's been amazing, because my daughter and I have always done things together. So I've had my kid, and this is it. Yeah. So, yes.
It's so cool, and you really do get the sense that this has been a project that you've poured all of your love into. I mean, going as far as to be hands-on in the creation of all of these different role-play spaces. I mean, you physically have constructed and
yes.
designed and built a lot of the elements of these spaces. Am I right?
Yes, that's correct. We basically designed everything from scratch. We had it built, custom-made. We physically worked at it ourselves late into the evening. It took a good almost 8 weeks to build the entire setup.
Sure. And yeah. so, I mean, from the doctor space to the baker space, yes. The cutie patootie market, do you find that there are a couple of spaces that tend to be kid magnets more than others?
Yes, absolutely. The cafe is a very, really? Very firm favorite, as well as the hospital. Kids absolutely love to role play stuff like that, and it's so good for them because a hospital is often something that is quite scary for a child.
Mm.
So to allow them to role play it and understand it and practice it is really, really valuable to them. And it's something that they want to do. So,
sure.
Yeah, the hospital is quite a popular, as well as the building site.
Yeah,
I mean, what little boy and girl wants
absolutely.
To... Yeah,
I can tell you, my
build and construct.
2-year-old loves to stomp around the construction site, role play, and it's been a great spot. I mean, I know that that my wife and her group of friends have had a couple of great sort of play dates where the moms have been able to have a little moment.
Yes.
Yeah, and the little ones are safe. They're having a blast, and I'm sure you're seeing that on a regular basis. You have these groups that are becoming regulars now.
Yes, absolutely. We've got quite a lot of regulars who come. We've actually got one little girl in particular that I'd love to mention. She comes almost every single week, sometimes more than once. She's become our little mascot, and she's Lexi, and she comes so often. She's become a real regular at our shop.
That's awesome. She is a cutie patootie.
She is. She's actually the little girl who speaks on our advert
really?
That we've aired with you guys.
Oh,
yes,
that's so
yes.
Cool, so man. That's brilliant. And for anyone who is planning a birthday party, or I know you also do school group outings at a special rate.
Yes.
What's the smartest way to get in touch and to inquire? Because you also want to make sure that you're booking out a space because capacity.
Yes.
What can you accommodate in terms of kids?
So we can accommodate up to 25 children. And generally with that, we say that there's going to be two parents accommodating a child. So at any given stage, we can have up to 60 people within the shop.
Sure.
So that's really great. And we have had that many. So basically, if you're looking to book a party with us, the best way to get in touch with us is to get us over WhatsApp. We absolutely love to engage with parents one-on-one, chat over WhatsApp, a phone call. We do also obviously have our website and all that sort of thing, an email address.
And social media as well.
And social media is definitely one to follow. We update every day what's going on in the shop if we've booked out a session. So that's definitely somewhere to follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
Cutie Patootie Kids, am I
right?
That's right.
Yes. Cutie Patootie Kids, yes.
That is. Look, I've never heard of anything quite like this. It's certainly a new concept for the North Coast. But you had a hand in helping to establish in another part of the country a role-playing village that was sort of the genesis for what has now become your Cutie Patootie, am I right?
Yes, absolutely. So when over the December period, we had a customer come in, and she was blown away by the concept as well, as is most people that come into the shop. And basically, we got talking with her, and she asked us to please basically come up and help her build a shop up in Johannesburg, which we did. So we consulted on a job up there, and we got a role-play village built. And my mom actually went up for 6 weeks, stayed there, physically helped build with our team,
wow.
bought absolutely everything with the new owner, and she's running it as her own now. And yeah, we're very proud of that and her.
That is so cool. So see, Belito is setting the trends. And for those that actually are trying to locate you in their minds and trying to find your exact location, where are you based, Terry? How can we find Cutie Patootie?
Okay, so we are based at Sugar Village, which is in Mshlali, just before you get to Mshlali School. And it's a lovely family environment that's why we decided to actually take the shop. And there is a lot of other activities that one can do after being at Cutie Patootie. So it really adds value to our concept.
Brilliant. And apparently the coffee is second to none. So
yes, we have got the most amazing coffee. And yes,
amazing.
Come and taste it.
And days, operating hours, Are you open on weekends?
Yes, we are. So we open 6 days a week. We open Tuesdays to Sundays, and from 9 to 4 o'clock. And on a Sunday, we do close at 1:30.
Well, there you go. So there's ample opportunity for you over this holiday period to make sure that you've got yourself a dose of cutie patootie, or two doses or three doses. And you're hearing it right here from the mother and daughter team, the founders of Cutie Patootie, Terry and Shameen. And don't forget, if you're able to pull your phone out of your pocket, find them on social media, Cutie Patootie Kids. Better yet, go and visit them at Sugar Village in Umhlali today. And look, I know you've got a really rocking holiday period ahead of you, but I'm looking forward to having another chat again really soon, and to keeping the ball rolling and to keeping the Cutie Patootie message flowing out there, because we love celebrating new business, new ideas, innovation. Obviously, other parts of the country already are looking at what you're doing and
yes,
getting inspired,
yes,
which
absolutely.
Is brilliant. And more power to you and to Cutie Patootie. What do you say?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. And to all our supporters out there, we'd like to thank you for coming and enjoying our role play.
There you go. Support local and support Cutie Patootie.
Cutie Patootie, Kids Role Play Village and Coffee Bar. Come and discover the magic of role play in the cutest little village in town, where kids can become a doctor, a vet, a beautician, a policeman, a fisherman, a baker, a gym trainer, or visit the Cutie Patootie Market. Plus, Cutie Patootie hosts the coolest kiddies parties. Find us at Sugar Village in Umhlali and follow Cutie Patootie on Facebook and Instagram. See you soon for a play date at Cutie Patootie.